Hello, this is Joe Francica of Directions Media, and welcome to Oracle's podcast series on location intelligence.
We will be speaking today about Oracle's spatial technology game plan that will provide an overview of Oracle's product status, its application strategy, and future technology directions. I'm joined by Jim Steiner, Senior Director, Oracle Server Technology, and Dr. Javier Lopez, Director of Oracle Server Technology. Welcome to you both.
Hey, Joe.
Good to be here.
Javier, let me start with you. We know that Oracle Spatial and other Oracle products related to geospatial technology have been around for some time, and they have an impressive following in the industry. A lot of people use them. Maybe you can give us the latest update on the products as they are today.
Sure, Joe. There's been a number of significant enhancements to Oracle's geospatial technologies. Let me highlight three particular features. First is in 11G, the latest release of Oracle Spatial Database, we introduced support for 3D spatial data types. So what this means is that customers can now manage 3D types in the Oracle database. So 3D types can include 3D vector models, city models that are increasingly used in geospatial, CAD, and virtual world kind of environments. I can also support point clouds, which are generated by LiDAR sensors, both airborne and terrestrial. I can also support 2.5 3D surface models as well that are commonly used in a number of environmental applications. So this was a key capability by Oracle, and is actually one of the it's the first for the industry in providing the first 3D data management by any commercial database vendor. The other key feature that's important in this latest release is support for a transactional web feature server, or WFST, using the OGC nomenclature. So the ability to use open standards web service interface to query and retrieve features out of Oracle Spatial. The third, and probably the most interesting for a lot of the new users for us, is MapViewer. So that's Oracle's map rendering tool, which has been enhanced with rich panning, zooming, and scrolling capability. In this latest release, we introduced Ajax technology. MapViewer is a feature of Oracle Fusion Middleware, and it complements the Oracle Spatial Data Management part of the stack. So MapViewer ships with our middleware technology. Oracle Spatial is part of our data management technology. Combined, they deliver a complete capability for storage, analysis, and map rendering of geospatial data. So what this means is that map rendering, visualization, and spatial analysis are now core features of the Oracle technology stack, and they're now available for any solution that builds upon that stack.
Well, Jim, let's take what Javier just said, given that some of the Oracle spatial capabilities are now in that full Oracle stack, and give us some perspective how some of Oracle's customers are applying spatial technology to take advantage of location in their businesses.
Sure. Well, Oracle Spatial is the most widely used spatial database in the world. So there's literally thousands of customers using Spatial in pretty much every organization where you'd typically find GIS technology. So I think I'm just going to focus on what's most interesting these days, which is how Oracle Spatial technologies, Oracle Spatial, Oracle Fusion Middleware, MapViewer, are changing the way that location intelligence and location analysis are being incorporated into applications. These products are providing, as Javier referred to, a standards-based infrastructure that lets us deliver location-enabled content management, business intelligence, business activity monitoring, portal, Web 2.0 portal, and Java development products. So let me give you a few examples of how customers are using these. Oracle's got a product called Unified Content Management, and through integration with the content management product, one of the city water districts is performing spatial search and querying on documents for customer service, field operations, maintenance, and billing. So this will allow, like, a customer service rep, for example, to retrieve and show on a map where nearby field service calls are being made, whether there have been problems in the area, to pull up billing records, maintenance histories, anything of that nature that might be relevant. And it really improves their operations tremendously. Another really important integration that's been able to occur, and it's really more than integration because they're really incorporated into the solutions, is what's happened with our BI product. Oracle's BI product is location and map enabled, and it's being used quite widely in market analysis and insurance companies in places like RL Polk, Auditex, Aon Reinsurance. A really good example in the insurance industry is Auditex. Auditex has a claims analysis system using Oracle BI that allows automobile dealers to present and evaluate automobile claims in a graphical and geographical views. It's used for management decision support, incorporates corporate customer data, commercially available demographic data, NavTech geographic data into a solution, and it can be analyzed not only through map visualization, but through all of the other elements in a BI dashboard and report service. Similarly, Aon Reinsurance has a portfolio risk assessment portal for all their clients who are major insurance companies. This thing shows locations of current or potential catastrophes, and it enables insurance companies to understand the total insured value of a portfolio that might be affected by an impending storm or flood, fire, whatever it might be. Again, this is also fully integrated with the Oracle BI dashboards and reports, and it means that the analysis is reflected on a map, and it's shown in all the other metaphors, the charts, the master detail reports, the graphs. You can drill down. You can do any of the things that you would do in a BI environment. And the interesting thing about these customers is that they're not really buying geospatial solutions at all in their minds. They're buying business intelligence solutions that have been substantially enhanced because of the location analysis that's possible. It's not simply pretty pictures on a map. It's also geographic analysis. Another thing that that Javier mentioned regarding this being part of the stack is that MapViewer is now delivered as a Java component as part of our Java application development suite. So this has really broad-ranging implications on the kinds of solutions that are available. Because it's a Java component, it means that it's very, very natively integrated into our business activity monitoring, our Web2O portal, and all of our Java development tools. So, for example, we have a Metro Group, which is one of the largest retailers in the world, doing a merchandising system using Oracle's business activity monitoring product. And what they're doing is comparing based on location, based on regions, based on changes that are happening in real time within stores in various geographies. They are evaluating what their warehouse levels are, what their pricing levels ought to be, all of the things that they need in order to run their business. So this is an operational business system having to do with pricing and all the things that retailers need to do. This is a system being used in 30 countries by 20,000 concurrent users. And again, it's location enabled, but by no means what you'd consider a typical geospatial or GIS application. And I think it's an incredibly powerful thing.
But Jim, those are some great examples of vertical industry solutions. Javier, switching gears just a bit, what's Oracle's strategy with respect to partnering with other companies, such as existing GIS vendors, some of the geospatial data providers, and some of the satellite imagery providers, Digital Globe and whatnot, as well as some of the larger systems integrators?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Oracle Spatial team continues to expand the partner base. So it's a fundamental, it's always been part of our strategy and continues to be part of our strategy. So many are already aware that every major GIS vendor already support Oracle Spatial and Locator. What is fundamentally changing is now the nature of our new partner relationships. And it's partly being driven by what Jim was describing there, the new areas that we're moving into with the stack. So now more than ever, we're aligning with content providers, system integrators that are delivering both pure geospatial solutions and or business applications that are location enabled. So if we look at the area of content or content partnerships, we have very good relationships with the leading geospatial data vendors like NavTech and Digital Globe, for example, two of which are now making their content available in formats that are supported by Oracle Spatial. So what that means to customers is they can license the data directly from these vendors, sort of COTS data, and load it directly into Oracle. So sort of minimizing the hassles of loading the data and getting their application up and running. The other area of where our relationships have expanded is in the area of system integrators. The key reason there is that most of the geospatial solutions recently have been essentially IT solutions or enterprise IT solutions, which are generally developed by the leading system integrators like Accenture, CH2, Capgemini, Logica, Raytheon, TCS, and many more. So we work with all of these so that they're trained, they're aware of our technology, and they understand essentially the architectural differences and benefits of leveraging sort of the core IT Oracle stack in delivering these location-enabled business applications or enterprise geospatial applications. A related area of partnering, particularly with system integrators, has been business intelligence. So we've been working with partners such as Johnson McLam, Fichtner, and even Oracle's own consulting to combine Oracle Spatial Technology, our Map Viewer, and Oracle BI Enterprise Edition. So some of the examples that Jim gave there are actually examples of this category, sort of essentially business applications, or business intelligence applications that leverage our stack. This is an exciting area for us. It's a growth area for us, and we see BI as a vehicle for introducing location into commercial customers. One can look at an analogy. In the past, over the last two decades, the GIS technology was viewed as a platform for deploying geospatial applications in the public sector. We see going forward that the BI tool or the business intelligence tools as a platform for taking location technologies into the commercial applications. And then other areas of partnering are application partners. So these are system integrators as well, or solution providers that are delivering solutions, either extending existing solutions with our geospatial capability or building a whole new generation of location-enabled BI solutions or location-enabled CRM or transportation or utility solutions built completely on the Oracle stack, which would include Oracle Spatial and MapViewer. So finally, we've begun actually a series of technology integrations with new tool vendors. So these are sort of the new generation of 3D tool vendors that are taking advantage of the 3D capabilities that Oracle has introduced. So these are folks that are delivering tools in 3D simulation, AEC design, oil and gas exploration, and we hope to announce more on these developments soon.
Jim, one of the things that we get a lot of questions on is related to Google and Google Maps. Lots of interest in that since they came into our space, 2 years ago with some web-based consumer services. They've obviously made a great impact. How do you relate to some of their product solutions? And what are the differences? What's complementary? Can you just go over how you see working with that technology?
So I think you actually categorize it well. This is really a multi-level kind of situation with the consumer services and what that's been. Of course, aside from the kind of obvious, it's almost become a cliched answer of how this has become an educational factor in the marketplace, that it's really been something that's made both not only consumers and users, but also businesses aware of the role that mapping can play in applications, how it can enhance things. So, that's kind of the standard. This is great for the industry, and it is. This has been something that has made a tremendous difference in people's awareness of how this can be used. So in some ways, this is a very complementary thing for us. We do work with companies like Google and Microsoft and MapQuest and the others for both Google Maps, Google Earth, Microsoft Virtual Earth, in ways where customers have their own data. They want to use visualization. They want to do mashups of a certain kind with a service that is available, in the consumer world. And this can be a very complementary thing because the customers do not need or require hosting of the tremendous amounts of data that may be available or may be required for the application, as well as the client software, the visualization tool that's made available through a Google Earth or Virtual Earth. They're quite strong and they're great vehicles for working with the customer's data. So we see this in a lot of government accounts, for example. On another dimension, some companies that are in this kind of business, usually through a telco like a British Telecom or a Verizon or some of the specialty vendors like companies like Where to Get It are actually customers of ours. So they're using our underlying technology to deliver these kinds of services, usually in a different context, either to their telco customers or to niche OEM as an OEM type service as part of a customer website and portal. In some ways, the pure consumer play is really minimally competitive with what Oracle offers. These are the kinds of customers who would not typically invest in the infrastructure to bring basic, you know, simple background mapping and simple context into an application. So that what they're doing is that they are addressing a section of the market that's really not something that we had typically been involved in. So the difference is in the nature of the geospatial analysis that our customers tend to be involved in. A mashup component is valuable when you want the hosted content to provide context. But when you want to do interactions with data within that context, then you tend to require spatial search with your own locations, with your own application content, sales territories, sales pipelines, warehouses, inventories. And Oracle's technology enables seamless use of this analysis within work processes, within operational systems, and in a variety of applications, as I've described earlier. So, you know, if you want to do BI queries of geographic hierarchies, service areas, sales regions, things like that, or buffer queries of incidents near a boundary or a street segment, and these are very common use cases, these can't really be performed efficiently with a service mashup unless the customer data and boundaries are also part of that hosted environment. So we see this as, you know, kind of threefold. There's, you know, complementary situations where people are going to use some level of that data with their own data, some level of the service. We see this as a potential customer base and have them these kinds of services as customers. And we see it as, in many ways, as simply a different market.
Okay, so given all that, given, you know, how Google has entered the market, what Microsoft is doing in terms of visualization with Virtual Earth, and some of the other players in the BI space, acquisitions that Oracle's made for business intelligence, as well as other consumer-based applications that we see coming along, where do you see the industry going, if you can peer down the road a few years, you know, and what role do you think Oracle Spatial is going to play in location technology?
Well, clearly the industry is in transition. It's not hard to look, you know, into the near future because it's not terribly different from the near past. There's a ton of consolidation going on. We're seeing not only consolidation of some of these companies, both from a you know, like Oracle's perspective, as you mentioned, in a BI arena, in the middleware arena, you know, a lot of the role that these technologies play are location-enabled and addressing a large portion of this marketplace. So there's, and in the traditional GIS space, we've also seen consolidation. We've also seen a repositioning occurring. Companies like Bentley and Trimble and Leica and Autodesk are both acquiring and repositioning some of the acquiring companies, acquiring technologies, repositioning themselves, often with more application content, more service content. So there is a transition occurring in this industry. I think we're going to continue to see that. I think that from an Oracle perspective, the fact that we are integrated into the infrastructure stack, which is being the infrastructure stack which is used for Fusion applications, means that you're going to see that the role Oracle plays is by expanding the use of a variety of spatial technologies, the kinds of advanced spatial analysis and spatial capabilities that Javier talked about as coming into our most recent releases, into applications, business applications, government applications, the solutions that are used every day by the world's largest organizations. And we're going to facilitate that and accelerate that in the next few years. A tremendous amount of the activity going on in the industry over the next few years is going to come from the consumer space, the wireless space, the telecommunication space. And in that area, I think our role will be more of being part of the tech stack and also through service-oriented architectures, incorporating those services which are available in a more ubiquitous fashion, almost in a utility fashion. These things are going to be services that we will be able to take advantage of, both in our tools, products, and our applications.
Jim Javier, thanks very much for giving us a thorough understanding of Oracle's business strategy and how your clients can leverage the Oracle Spatial in a variety of location intelligent applications.
Thanks very much, Joe. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
Thanks for listening today, and join us next time for another podcast sponsored by Oracle on location intelligence.